The biggest news story of the past week was about a death. I'm sure you know the death of the former President Aquino. It all happened so fast. It seems to have taken everyone by surprise. He was only 61 years old. He died in his sleep on Thursday morning. By Friday, there was a wake. Then he was cremated, and yesterday he was buried with military honors befitting a former head of state. But most of the usual rituals of mourning were limited due to the pandemic. Naturally, many people have been offering their condolences to the family and to the nation. There have been mostly respectful reviews of his legacy as a man, as a politician, as a president. But no one that I have heard expressed any hope or desire that he be brought back from death to life. No one expected him to rise from the coffin at the wake. This is a Christian nation, and as Christians, we believe in life after death, a better life, an eternal life. So we pray that the former president may rest in eternal peace, that he may have eternal life. In today's gospel, there's also a big news story, the death of a 12-year-old girl. It all happened so fast. No one was expecting it. The father, Jairus, realizing that she was in a grave condition, rushed to Jesus and asked him to heal her, lay hands on her. But before they got there, she was already dead. In fact, when they arrived at the house, the wake had already begun. And there were people there making a commotion with crying and mourning. What a tragedy, they said. She was so young, what a short life. So sad that she died so young. But nobody expressed a hope that, or a desire, or expectation that she was going to be brought back from the dead, brought back to life. No one thought of that. The people there were Jews. They were not Christians, so at that time, Jewish belief in what happens after death was rather vague, some kind of shadowy existence in the underworld. However, as you know, everything was about to change, and at the center of the change is Jesus himself. The miracle that he works for this girl and for the girl's parents is astonishing. He raises her from death back to life. Instantly, takes her hand, says, get up. She gets up and walks around. And he says, give her something to eat. Back to normal life. This is the first time Jesus did this in the scriptures. Not the last time, but the first time. And the reaction of the people is understandable. It says they were utterly astounded. I'd like to reflect on this a little bit by choosing three statements of Jesus from this passage. First of all, his short word of advice to Jairus the father, do not be afraid, just have faith. Secondly, the surprising comment that Jesus gives to the crowd of mourners, the child is not dead, but asleep. And then thirdly, the words that Jesus addressed to the dead girl herself, captured in the original Aramaic language that Jesus and his disciples used, Talita ko'um, meaning little girl, arise. So these are words from the scriptures that are addressed to us today. Words to us. First of all, Do not be afraid, just have faith. Now it's amazing that Jesus says this to the father after they get the news that the girl is already dead. If he said it when the girl was sick, it would be easy to understand what it meant. She's sick, but have faith, she's going to get better. Just have faith, don't be afraid. But once she's already dead, seems to be too late. How can he say have faith now? Faith in what? What is he telling the man? Well, this is what's important for us and very relevant for us today. We live in an age of fear, a pandemic of fear, as you know. Fear of death, especially fear of COVID-19, fear of new virus, fear of surges, fear of quarantines, fear of vaccines, fear of not having vaccines. What does Jesus say to us in this pandemic? He says, do not be afraid, just have faith. Do not be afraid, just have faith. In other words, faith is the antidote to fear. If you find yourself being overcome by fear, strengthen your faith. Ask God for greater faith. That's the answer to fear. If we haven't learned this yet, when are we going to learn this? How long does this pandemic have to last before we learn this lesson that we belong to God and that God is in charge? And because God is in charge, we don't have to be afraid. That's a central Christian belief. Do not be afraid, just have faith. Faith gives us a way beyond our natural fears. Yes, faith gives us access to a life that cannot be defeated by death. Death strikes us as the worst possible thing. It's not. It's not. It's much worse to be cut off from God than to die. Death, if we have faith, leads to eternal life. But without faith, what can we hope for? So, what does Jesus say to us? Do not be afraid, just have faith. Secondly, when he gets to the wake and he sees the people wailing and crying, he says to them, the child is not dead, but asleep. This is quite a surprise. It's quite a surprising thing to say. The child is certainly dead. The child is dead. They can see it. Jesus says she is not dead. She's asleep. What are we supposed to make of this? Is he lying to us? Is he joking with us? Is he mocking us? What's he doing here? No, he's not lying. He's not mocking us. What he's doing is he's showing us what death looks like to God and what death looks like to those who have faith. It's simply sleep. It's a sleep. It's a condition, in other words, a condition that one can rise from. It's not a permanent condition. It's a moment of rest before we rise to new life, restored, refreshed. Sleep is good for us. Gives us an opportunity to recover. Then when we're awake, we continue with life. Are we afraid of sleep? No. But what Jesus is giving us here is another reason why we should not be afraid of death. Child is not dead, but asleep. When people die, they are asleep to us, and we entrust them to God so that they can rise to new and better life. That's why we don't despair when someone dies. We grieve. Yes, we're sorrowful because of the loss we experience, but we don't despair. Everyone has to die. Presidents die. Kings die, the poorest people die, children die. That's part of our experience, but it's not the end of the story of good news. This is a very center of the Christian faith. Not death, but sleep, meaning a condition from which we rise. We're not afraid of sleep. I hope no one's afraid to sleep. Sometimes people sleep when I'm preaching. But anyway, don't be afraid of sleep. Okay, third. And this third one is the proof that Jesus has power over death. He tells the little girl, this girl's dead. He tells her, Talitha koum, little girl, arise. And she gets up. This is what Jesus is saying to all of us right now, this morning. Those who are with us online, the few of us who are here, I don't know where everyone else is. Seems like people are afraid to come to church still. There's plenty of room here. Anyway, what Jesus is saying to us is, arise. Arise. Don't remain crushed by fears. Don't let the burdens of life defeat you. Arise. With the power that I give you, Jesus says, with the power that flows into you when you have faith, arise. Arise from fear. Arise from sin. Arise from temptations. Arise from intimidation. Arise from vices, from attachments, from addictions, from despair, from escapes, from corruption, from lies, from all the things that trap us, that entangle us, that burden us. Arise. Those things are nothing to God if we put our faith in Him. He says, arise to new life with God. This is the life of faith. See, the life Jesus offers us is not life in this world forever. None of us lives here forever. Even this little girl, this Talitha, she died again. So the sign Jesus gives us is not that we're going to live in this world forever. We wouldn't even want that. We wouldn't want to live in this world forever. For all the beauty and goodness that there is in this world and joy in this world, it's also a world full of suffering. A valley of tears. We know this very well. What we long for is not to live here forever. What we long for is a life without suffering, without tears, without mourning, without death, without fear. And that's what Jesus tells us to rise to. Arise. Beautiful passage. A beautiful thing to reflect on. So let's carry this message of faith, this message of hope in our hearts as we return to our normal lives, as we greet one another, as we go out into the troubled world. Do not be afraid. Just have faith. Do not be afraid, just have faith. And do not be afraid of the sleep of death. Arise. Arise by the power of faith.